I'd like to report on your evaluation committee this morning, and I'd just like to follow up on comments that Polly made. Your evaluation committee, those of you that have been following it, has made some major changes this past year. We feel we're going in a direction that we're being directed by the operating committee with, and we are proud and happy for the format and work that we're putting forward. The Joint Evaluation Advisory Committee met on February 3. The committee heard a progress update from those programs that had external evaluations in 2011, the National Beef Ambassador Program and the Nutrition Influencers Program. Both programs have responded very positively to their respective external evaluator suggestions, making program improvements and changes. Todd Klaus from CattleFax gave the committee an update on beef demand. Klaus noted that higher prices in retail are expected to limit featuring in 2012, and food service outlets are experiencing improvement in same-store sales, both in fast and casual dining. He also noted the strong export situation for the beef industry in 2012, with the caveat of access still being a challenge. Dr. Kim Stackhouse shared an update on the life cycle assessment project funded through the Chekhov's research program. She noted that the project's objectives include conducting the first ever comprehensive sustainability assessment of the entire U.S. beef industry. Let me make it known to everybody, this is a huge project. Results of this study will allow the industry to establish a benchmark of the U.S. beef footprint, including both environmental impact and production costs in an effort to optimize sustainability. The project will compare 1977 to 2011 and will develop an industry goal for 2016, including suggested areas of improvement. Dr. Stackhouse also noted that a stakeholder survey is underway and the project has begun to perform the eco-efficiency analysis in collaboration with the Meat Animal Research Center in Clay Center, Nebraska, using an integrated farm system model developed at USDA. This complex system accounts for system-wide inputs and outputs and has multiple assessment uses for the industry. The committee reviewed and approved the 2011 evaluation report, and for those of you who haven't seen a copy of this, it's available here in the room, and I encourage you to pick one up and review it. Including an analysis of the objectives of each program, as well as the 2011 Qualified State Beef Council evaluation survey. This year, 32 states responded to the survey, a much higher number than last year. And the committee thanks the state beef councils for their participation. And we would encourage those that did not participate to join in the survey as well. This year's program evaluation is much changed from previous years. The evaluation committee is a committee that reports to the operating committee, and many of these changes in program evaluation were in response to the needs expressed to the evaluation committee by the operating committee last year. I'll encourage each of you, again, to take a look at the program summary page at the front of the book to get a snapshot of the program performance. Throughout the year, use the book as a reference tool when you have questions about programs as well. The report is a great way to understand the scope of the work of the Chekhov funds. Finally, the evaluation committee determined which Chekhov-funded programs will undergo external evaluation in 2012. Those programs will be issues management and veal marketing. The committee makes these decisions after considering a historical timeline of the external evaluations, as well as the current issues or funding awards of various programs. External evaluations are intended to provide program managers with helpful advice on program improvement provided by an expert in the field. Oftentimes, this kind of evaluation and suggestions are not within the budget of the program itself. So providing this service to the program managers, as well as the information to producers' leaders, is the goal of the external evaluations. This concludes my report. Thank you.